Well, hey, everybody, it's Maylee Thomas, and time for Texas Homegrown Music. I've got a fun show for you this time with Rico Gonzalez of Kenfo, right off the heels of South by Southwest, where I got to see these guys live at the Continental Club. Stayed up till 1 a.m. for them, and you know, this little girl, I do stay up late sometimes, but 1 to 2 in the morning these days to go see a band is late for me, but I'll tell you what, it was well worth it. I loved every minute of it, and it was just a lot of fun to see these guys in action. So sit tight and get ready for some great music right here on Texas Homegrown Music with Rico Gonzalez and Kenfo. But right now, I'm going to sing a song for you called Real Thing. It's off one of my late albums back in, early 90s. So for those of you that aren't familiar, I do have some music out there in stream world. And this was one of my first records that I put out called Rhythm of the Blues, and it's called Real Thing. And we'll be right back right here on Texas.
Time.
Well, hey, everybody, we're back here with Rico Gonzalez of Kenfo. Welcome to the show, Rico.
Hey, so good to be here. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
I'm so used to speaking.
Yeah, I know, because you're going to represent the whole band, and I'm going to let you talk about them all that you can today on this interview. But before we get started, I just want to say how wonderful it was to see you at South by Southwest at the Continental Club on the late set.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was so much fun. Such an iconic venue,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're so excited. We were so excited to be there.
And and you played with the girl group that was the Wonder Women of Country or something.
Oh, they were amazing. Yeah. The Western Women.
Yeah. Western Women. I tell you what, I just really enjoy going to South by Southwest and seeing lots of different bands, but especially ones that I'm already a bit familiar with. And I got to go out to Sam's Point and see a lot of bands there. And then, of course, I came to Continental. I even went over to, I went to about five or six different venues. And, of course, only in Austin can you hear great music all the way until 2 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah, there was music everywhere that week, I should say. And even that night, people left our show and they were going to see other people.
It was
really cool.
You guys have a...
It felt like a...
Go ahead.
Sorry, darling. You're still delayed and breaking up a lot, so I'm trying to keep up.
That's okay. I hear you fine, so there must be something on my end. But let me just say this. You guys just dropped an incredible single on Friday. I love it, called My Kind of Weathered. And I know that that's one reason why we're here today, is to really push that single. But before we play it, which I want to play it right off the bat, talk to my audience about your band, how you guys got together. And also, I'm interested in this name, Kenfo. I want to know, is it because you guys feel like you're all related? Because I don't think any of you actually are you?
No, we're not. Yeah. No, the name came from just always being together on the road, you know, and when you're with people all the time and you become family, you know, you learn to love each other, you fight, you figure out the quirks of everybody. And so you become family. So that's where Kenfo comes from, is like family, but not really, you know. And so we try to make all our shows kind of like that, like a big family, dysfunctional family reunion or something.
A dysfunctional family reunion. And, I think we've all had some of those.
Yeah. You know, we have a song that when we first started on our first album called Dysfunction Junction. anyway, so we joke around like that. We're about to launch this new single, Weathered, and we're super excited about that. It's a song that we got from our buddy, Ms. Kinsey Coppin. And it's the first time we've actually launched a single that hasn't been with like our other producers and other songwriters like Bernie Nelson, Jim Beavers, and David Lee. We usually use those guys for most of our stuff. But Kenzie's a good friend, and we heard this song, and she was actually pitching to Dakota Johnson at the time. And I was like, man, I love that song. And I guess a few months passed, and he ended up taking a song called Till You Can't. And we all know that blew up. And she's like, well, hey, Rico, Cody passed on it. Do you want it? And I was like, yeah. So we ended up recording it in the Houston area, Stormy Cooper Media. That's where Cody actually recorded a lot of his first stuff. And Roger Krieger did a lot of stuff there. And they just did ZZ Top, Dierks Bentley. Anyways, so we recorded it, and it just felt like one of our heart songs. You know, it's one of our songs that we we're able to be most creative on in the studio. And it speaks a lot to a lot of what we believe in the band and stuff like that. Appreciating life, appreciating things that may grow older, may lose their shine, but they're still valuable to us.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking to a girl that shops vintage clothing. So I would say 90% of my wardrobe was worn by someone else in some other decade and has a history that I wish I knew about, but it doesn't matter. I know it has a history and it has a life. And being that I'm on the second half of my life now, I feel like I'm a little bit vintage and weathered myself. So I love that you're singing a song that talks about how it's a good thing. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing because it means that we've experienced life. And it maybe, you know, it's just like all these wrinkles and all these scars and all these things that we've been through represent life and our passion for it. Right.
Mm-hmm. My mom always jokes because I was a C-section baby. And so she's like, this scar that I have on my stomach reminds me of you all the time. And these wrinkles are because of you.
So, well,
but no, the song itself.
No, go ahead.
No, the song itself, it talks about appreciating those kind of things, you know, like just not throwing things away just because they're old, you know. And, there's a lot of value and wisdom in growth in age.
Absolutely. You know? Well, tell me a little bit about your band, because I know that you're probably one of those people that said I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as quick as I can. Is that right?
My band is, yeah. I was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
San Antonio, Texas. Sorry, that was delayed a little bit. And I grew up here, went to school here, graduated, and then I ended up going to college at University of Texas, and went in for violin performance, music performance, and transferred over to the University of Michigan. And that's where I moved to Michigan and met a girl at the time who became my first wife. and she stuck with me through it all. And we had our first kid, traveled around the whole country, lived in California a while. Came back to Texas, and it wasn't when I came back to Texas the first time is when I started diving into country music, because I started playing violin like at 3 or 4, and then in the classical world and mariachi world all the way up to then. Actually, it was like 2015, and I was 25 years old, and that's when I first jumped into country. Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen, Kevin Fowler, those are guys I started listening to. And I was like, you know what? I can turn this violin into a little bit of a fiddle. I think I can do it. Let me tell you what, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Well, you know,
we're going from classical to...
It's interesting because my grandfather was a violinist, but he really ended up playing fiddle. So he started out, you know, playing classical music. And then in his late 20s, he joined a band out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. And they actually were one of the first bands that ever made it on a Billboard chart for country in 1928 with the song Midnight Special, if you can imagine. Wow. So I found all this out because I was reading The Motel Cowboy Show, a book that John Krushmer wrote. Who, you know, he's really a great author about, you know, writing about Texas music and all kinds of country music and where it was all derived from. But I remember him saying that, you know, he was so grateful for the classical upbringing and for being able to play that music first. It really gave him the ability to do a lot of what he ended up playing in country music. But I was watching you play on Saturday night, and I knew immediately that how proficient you were. Were you went to North Texas? Did you play? Tell me, what kind of music did you play there? Because, dude, you are actually a very good. I'm gonna call you a violin player, and I know it's fiddle really in a country band, but I can tell by your fingering that you really know how to play.
Yeah, I mean, violin's my second instrument. I started on piano first, but yeah, no. When I moved back to Texas that time, I got back into mariachi. Mariachi's like the folk music of Mexico.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like ranch music. I mean, they're all cowboys too, Mexican cowboys, and like the songs all have to do with, you know, trying to win
the women back. Yeah.
His whole, instead of a truck, it's a horse. You know, they wear bigger hats. You know, soccer pants. No, but so like I got back into that, but then I also started experimenting with Texas country, and I joined a band in San Antonio and started playing the local honky tonks, and it was really cool because being a classical violinist, I kind of had an edge technique wise and an ear from starting so young that I was able to catch on. And like, if somebody said, hey, we're doing this song in A, you had to fiddle lead here, you're going to kick it off, here's what it sounds like, I'd get my phone real fast
and you did it.
Figure it out and go, you know? And so it made it really easy to kind of jump into the scene. But I kind of got, well, what ended up happening is life is life. So I, at the time I had it was a wife and my first son. And I was working full time at the church. It's a worship leader. And here in town, a church called City Church. And it was one of those secret churches, like the mega churches. And I was leading worship and the music there. And I got an opportunity to transfer to Michigan again, where my wife's family was from at the time. And so we moved to be closer to her family, and we ended up having another child. And so when I moved up there the second time, I was still working at the church, and I was started digging into the music scene there around Detroit, Flint. And I put an ad out on Craigslist, said violinist, fiddle player, looking for hire. And that's when our drummer at the time, Dan Currier, found me, and he said, hey, this city's way too small. Lapeer, Michigan is where I lived. It was right between Flint and Detroit. And the population was probably about like 4,000 people. He's like, you're either new here, or because I haven't heard of you, or you suck and you haven't got any jobs or anything like that. So he hired me. I ended up joining his band, and he was a drummer for like a pop country band. We did a lot of Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, all the stuff that was on the radio. See, in Michigan, it's different. They don't really appreciate the original music like they do here in Texas. Whether that's indie, that's rock, whether that's anything, they rather hear the stuff that's on the radio. And a lot of the radio stations are playing that stuff. There's no place like Texas here that has like the independent radio station that you can get your song out and as an independent artist for more ears to hear. And people here just kind of enjoy the original music more, I think. So long story short, I got tired of the top 40 stuff. So being that I just came from Texas, I started showing our drummer kind of like the Texas country stuff. Kevin Fowler, Randy, all those guys. And he fell in love with it. And he's like, dude, let's do a side project. Cool. We're still going to be playing with Steve and do the pop stuff. But on the weekdays, let's play some Texas country. And that's just when Cody Jinks was and Whitey Morgan and all the outlaw scenes was kind of coming up big in Detroit and Flint. And so it hit. You know, we started playing on the weekdays, and I was like, man, we're getting a following. This is crazy. But that's where we met Jakey Black, right, our guitar player, and Ross Barkey,
okay,
our bass player.
That's what I thought.
Because they played an outlaw band.
They're all from up north.
Mm-hmm. So they played an outlaw band. And Dan knew of them because he was in the scene. I was new. So he's like, I know this guitar player. I know this bass player. And they play in this band called Pole Barn Rebels. They do a lot of outlaw stuff. But he's amazing. They're all both amazing. Let's try to see if we can get them for the side project. So long story short, we ended up quitting our other bands, taking Kinfo on full time.
And here you are.
But I was still doing the church stuff and still doing the honky tonks on the weekends. So I literally was going like Friday, Saturday night, honky tonk, staying up all night, pulling all nighters,
getting up early for
getting
church.
To church at like 5, 6 in the morning.
I did it for 2 decades. So, I mean, I feel your pain playing until 2, 3 in the morning by the time you pack up. And then we had 3 services a day on Sunday and had to be there at 7 for rehearsal. So no sleep. And I did it for a long time, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So kudos to you, babe. Yeah. I'm glad you're back in Texas, though, and I'm glad you're doing this full time, and I'm glad that you're sharing the message. And I want to play right now My Kind of Weathered, or Weathered, however you're going to pin it.
It's kind of weathered.
Great song, you guys. They just dropped it on Friday, March 22nd. And you guys are going to love this. You're going to love this band. If you get a chance to hear them, go see them. They're so fun to watch. I've really enjoyed it. I stayed up late for you guys and had to get up early too.
Thank you.
But we're going to be right back. And I want to talk about some other songs that I listened to. You know, you've got a lot of hits on Spotify, and seems like your sound is just a melding of honky tonk and Texas blues and bluegrass, and it's all melded together. They got the whole package. So we're going to come right back. I'm talking with Rico Gonzalez of Kenfo right here on Texas Homegrown Music. We'll be right back after My Kind of Weather.
Except watch that sun swamp out with the moon. Yeah, fresh coat of paint might make it look better. It's my kind of weather. Bible on the dash and granddad's truck. Well, Sunday morning when it's all done.
We're back with Rico Gonzalez of Kenfo. And I said earlier, I got to see these guys live at South by Southwest just this past week and had such a good time watching you guys. I mean, you clearly have a lot of fun. How long have you guys, this band that I saw on Saturday night, been playing together?
We've been playing for 6 years.
It's okay.
Been 6 years now, which is crazy to think. As this unit, you know, our original drummer just retired last July, this past July, and kudos to him, man. He was him and I kind of were the ones that put this all together at first, because we were in the same band together before this, and we had like an hour drive to most of the van calls and stuff, and so we were always thinking about like growing this Kinfo, you know, and that's so when Dan kind of encouraged us to move to Texas and go full time, that's the reason why we were here, and that's where we started doing it, and the whole band moved.
Wow.
From Flint, Michigan to Texas, and Jakey, Ross, Brian, Dan, all of them moved into this one house with their wives, and they all shared one house for about 3 years. And they really wanted this dream.
That's how you get to know somebody. You live in a house all together like that in the tight quarters, right?
It was crazy. Yeah. I didn't do it because I had kids at the time. I mean, I still do, but like they were very young, and I was about to put them in a band house. So I got my own place. But yeah, and then we've been together for 6 years. We started playing all around San Antonio, and then all of a sudden we got opportunities to start traveling outside of Texas, started growing a fan base in the Midwest again, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And then as we grew and we got more singles out, we got a couple number one. We started hitting Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and just started growing out like that. And right now, we just signed on a manager, and we signed on to Atomic Booking Agency. Things are just going fast. I don't know if I have the mental capacity to keep up with this right now, but we're doing it.
Just enjoy the ride, baby. Enjoy the ride. And you guys have the goods. That's why they're doing it. But isn't it interesting? I'm sure you have to experience this, how people come out when they hear there's a Texas band coming, because Texas has just made themselves a name for a certain style of music. And people, they know what to expect. They know they're going to have a foot stomping good time, especially if they find out there's a guy that plays fiddle. I mean, there's no way to get away from it.
Oh, man.
But, you know, do you find that it feels really good when you play an audience that's never heard you before and you know they get you?
It's so much fun. I mean, you understand as a mm-hmm. performer as well. I mean, you see the crowd change, especially new markets, because you walk up in there and they're like, well, for me, I feel like they're coming to see a country band. A lot of times people don't even know how to pronounce a name. They say Kin Fox. Yeah. a lot of people think that Kinfo is one person. They think I'm Kinfo. And a lot of new people don't understand. And then it's so cool to see, like, they see this big, you know, chubby Mexican guy get up there, the little fiddle, start jumping around, hatted guy that looks like he should be playing rock and roll.
I know. Throwing down some twang. That's what I think I love about it, is it's just such a group, a motley crew looking guys up there. But you guys sound so great together. That's why I was wondering how long you guys have been playing together. Clearly, you guys have learned. You know, I was watching you. You know, when you're a player like we are, and I go to a show, I talk to my friends about it all the time. I notice things that nobody else notices, because I'm watching the camaraderie between the players, and I'm imagining what it's like up there. And I can tell immediately when a band is having some issues, not being able to get along. And I recognize it too, because I play in a band with my husband. I mean, I married my guitar player. And so I know what it's like when there's things aren't right. But I noticed you guys seem to have such a good time, Rico. And I love that.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. I mean, you're doing it with real family. You know, you got your husband. For us, like, being together a lot, I'm trying to, like, how do I say this? Not everything's perfect, right? But when you're on that stage, it's almost like everything goes away. And we become one unit, one family. and we enjoy it. We honestly, that 90 minutes we get for a show is like my most favorite time ever. And I think everybody's like that, because like I said, all the differences get put aside.
Well, you're in a zone. You're kind of, doing the thing that you know you have dreamed of, that you had birthed in your soul, that you wanted to do. And when you start doing this together as a unit, it's hard to describe unless you experience it, what it's like when you can feel that everybody's got it. Everybody is in that same place, and the message comes across, and it's just so much, there's nothing like it. And I talked to someone today about it. I had another interview this morning, and I was talking with this band, and I said, you know, it's not what you do, it's who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. It's great to say, wow, not what you do, who you are. Cause that comes through your music.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. So, I'm assuming you guys are writing and preparing for, another album in the next year, I hope, because, I love your sound, and I can see the trajectory that you're going in. I think it's so exciting, Rico. And I know what it's like to play in a market like you have been in San Antonio, and then to be able to get out and play to people that haven't heard you before. And when you get that, it's just such a great feeling.
Yeah, we are planning an album. We've recorded 3 out of the 10 songs already. We're doing a new strategy, I guess you can say. We used to like release a couple singles from the album, then release the album. But I think this time we're doing a little bit different. We're going to be doing like a single from the album and then like a digital release a couple months later, and then another single from the album, like, and then again, another digital single. We're going to do that for a while.
I think that's the way to go.
By 2025.
I think that's the way to go. And I've been talking to a lot of different artists about how, because the way the music scene has changed, we're not selling in hand packaging anymore. I mean, I know there's a lot of people pressing vinyl because there is a comeback for vinyl, but people are digitally downloading songs now. And so I know a lot of artists are releasing lots of singles, and then they put out the album after they release a ton of singles, right? You know, every month and a half or 2 months, 3 months at a time. And it just gives you a lot more longevity on what we know is a hard thing to do, which is sometimes to even come up with the money to pay for it, to make albums. But I don't know. It's changed so much since I started playing music. I'm twice your age, baby. And I've seen this thing go from, I told somebody the other day, my very first car had an 8-track in it. So that tells you how old I am. I started, driving in the 70s. So I had an 8-track tape, we went to cassette, and then we were like, What is this? What are we doing here? I remember DAT tape and Beta, and I've seen so much, it's crazy.
Hey, that's my kind of weather.
There you go.
I love it. You've lived in some of the greatest music eras.
I've seen a lot. And I'm jealous. I kind of miss it. I really miss that experience of saving up your money to go to the store and buy your album and unwrap it and sit there and read all the liner notes and put it on and listen to the hiss and wait for that next song. And, I kind of miss all that.
All the intricities in the album covers.
Yes. I kind of miss that. But, you know, life goes on. And now you're able to do it. You know, you could just film yourself on a song now and put and upload it, and thousands of people can see you. Whereas, you know, before it was crazy. It was like your family and your neighbors, and that was it.
Your family neighbors. your grandma from church.
Yeah. And of course, I played a lot in church growing up, and it was a nice little crowd because they were like, play another song and keep the preacher from getting up here and telling me where I'm going to go if I don't live right. Well, I'm gonna treat my listeners, and we're gonna do two songs right now back to back. We're gonna play Wild Horses and Honky Tonk Heaven, and Honky Tonk seems to be a nice little theme in your band. I really like it. It seems to be a nice little common thread, because you guys, you know, you can turn any place into a honky tonk with the way you guys play. Anything you want to say about these two songs we got? So Wild Horses and Honky Tonk Heaven.
Well, I'll just say a quick note. Wild Horses was amazing. The way it came together, the story is amazing. Just the fact that we got reached out to by a guy named Jim Beavers, who became our producer.
Okay.
And he's if you look up Jim Beavers, he's a songwriter. He's done stuff, multiple number one platinum hits. Jim Beavers. Anyways, he pitched us this song called Wild Horses. Sorry, the delay is in my ears again, but it's okay. He pitched us this song, and we liked it. And then we're like, hey, man, who wrote this? And he's like, well, I wrote it with a guy named Terry McBride. I'm like, from McBride and the Ride?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And so we're like, we're going to cut it. We have to cut it. So he's like, all right, cool, put it together. So when we get something from a pitch like that, all it is an acoustic guitar and a vocal. And so all the music you hear is stuff that we've created on all our songs.
I've heard some of those demos, maybe. And I know what you're talking about. They're, you know, so most of them are two track. It's just an acoustic guitar and a vocalist.
Yeah, yeah. And depending on where you get them, you know, sometimes you have a full band track, but it doesn't fit our style, so we'll change it up anyways. Anyway, so long story short, we get in the studio. We're in Nashville recording at Sony, and Jim's like, I have a surprise. I was like, what? He's like, I called Terry. He's going to come down for the session and watch us record the song.
What?
I was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to meet Terry McBride. This is crazy. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, he's one of my favorite country singers, and McBride and the Ride, their harmonies, their songs are so great. So, he came down, we're hanging out. I remember like taking my phone,
taking pictures,
like Terry McBride, you know? And then so at the end, we're like finishing the song, the music's done, I'm finishing the vocals, and I come out of the vocal booth, and Jim comes over and he's like, hey, you cool if Terry sings harmony or second verse and we do a duet?
Are you kidding?
What? Yeah. Are you kidding me? So, anyways, Terry jumped in the vocal booth, laid down his magical voice, and it became a duet. And so we launched it, and it became our second number one. And it was on the charts for number one for 3 weeks in a row. And that's become a song that people love to hear live, I guess. It's pretty cool. We shot a music video with this. You can find it on YouTube and anywhere. And he came down from Nashville again. It was so funny because his son is married to Miley Cyrus's sister. Okay. Or no, his daughter's married to Miley Cyrus's brother.
Okay, there you go.
So he was just at the wedding there. And he was just at the wedding the day before he came down to Texas again to shoot Wild Horses. And we shot the video in New Braunfels. And it's just been a great song. It's been great for us. And done a lot of great things.
It is a great song.
We're excited for that song. Yeah, still.
And then Honky Tonk Heaven.
And then Honky Tonk in Heaven's.
After hearing it.
Yeah,
you know,
that one.
I know now that you have some church in you, baby.
There you go. You know, that's what it is, man. It's I live that for, just like you said. I mean, for me, I lived that for about 6 years straight. I remember coming home from the gig on Saturday night, looking myself in the mirror, splashing cold water on my face, being like, all right, here's another all-nighter. And like, I remember doing that for a long time. And then I remember the last time I had to do that, because I remember I was like, we're going to go move to Texas. We're doing this full time. This is the last week, and I'm going to have to do this. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror, like leaning on the mirror in the bathroom, and be like, oh, okay, we did it. This is my last time. You know, moving next weekend. This is,
well, so anyways, you know what? Now so you're just taking, you're taking the message to the world, and it's which is really where it belongs. And I'm no offense to the church, because I'm a believer in it, and a lot of people, you know, it's their foundation. But when you've done it like we have, and you've given it to the church, now it's time to give it to the world, and your life can be such a beacon of hope and love, and that's really what Jesus wanted us to do anyway, right?
Yeah, so that's the song.
Honky Tonk Heaven. You know? So Wild Horses.
Thank you for playing
that. Wild Horses and Honky Tonk Heaven by Ken Foe. I've been sitting here talking to Rico Gonzalez. And if you guys get a chance to see them, please, please make it happen, because they're such a fun band to watch. But more than that, download their music, get some of their merchandise. When we come back, we'll talk about their website and how to find them, Instagram and all the other places. But here, I'm going to let you guys hear it, know why these guys are so great and how much I loved having them on this show and seeing them at South by Southwest last weekend. So here we go, Wild Horses and Honky Tonk Heaven, right here on Texas Homegrown Music with yours truly, Maylee Thomas, and we'll be right back.
First time I saw her, she was dancing in a bar. A couple two steps later, she was dancing with my heart. She said, I'm not the kind that you can tame, I'm the kind you let go. Cowboy, you ought to know, wild horses, they gotta run, jump fences and have a little fun, so baby don't hold my reins too tight, cause it's wild horses, running wild tonight.
Oh, tell them about it, Sarah.
I said that don't. Baby, this ain't my first rodeo. I can be your neon whiskey Romeo. I ain't gonna try and slow a fast one like you down. She said you couldn't anyhow, cause wild horses, they gotta run. Jump fences, have a little fun. So baby, don't hold my reins too tight, cause this wild horses running wild tonight.
That's a night I still care for him.
I can still hear the last words she said as she rode off in the last sunset.
Wild horses, they gotta run. Between Jack and Jesus, between Folsom Prison Blues, and I saw the light. And I know I'm washed in the blood, and I'm a believer. But nobody gets out of this crazy world alive. So I hope that there's a honky tonk in heaven. And if there's a bar, I hope that they'd stocked it well. Yeah, I hope that there's a honky-tonk in heaven. Cause when I get there, I'm gonna raise a little hell. When that whistle blows, I know where I'm heading. To where those neon angels know my name. Yeah, if I die tonight, yeah, I know I'm forgiven. Well, hey, St. Peter, if it's all the same. I hope that there's a honky-tonk in heaven. And if there's a bar, I hope that they'd stocked it well. Yeah, I hope that there's a honky-tonk in heaven. 'Cause when I get there, I'm gonna raise a little hell. Raise some hell, y'all. Maybe buy him a drink, maybe bum a lie. But I know dang well even Jesus had a good time. He's the one that turned that water into wine. I hope there's a honky-tonk in heaven. And if there's a bar, I hope that they'd stop.
Well, we're back with Rico Gonzalez of Kinfo and talking about this new single that they just dropped. But more than that, just talking about this wonderful band. And Rico, you've got some shows coming up here. Can you tell us about where you guys are going to be the next month or so and some things that maybe you want to highlight?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're going to be all over the country, how you say it. We next weekend coming up, we're gonna be at the Outlaws and Legends
Awesome.
Fest, over in Abilene, yep. Texas. It's gonna be our second year there. Well, third year, I should say. The first year we went as guests. I met Mark Powell through Kevin Fowler, and he's become a buddy of mine. And he's like, hey, bring the band out, come check out what we got, and got going and stuff. So, first year we went out there, this was just a visit. And then last year, he's like, you want to play the fest? I was like, yeah. And that was when Willie Nelson was there. And we got to open up for Willie Nelson, which was really cool. And this year, he's like, you want to play it again? I'm like, of course. It was an incredible experience. I mean, it's one of those festivals where you look out and you can't see the back of the audience.
Yeah, there's so many people.
There's colors. There's so many people. It was a sea of, like, I think they had – like 30,000 people.
Wow.
And it was insane. So we'll be there on Friday coming up. And then after that, we are going to be doing the whole Eclipse thing. You know, we have four shows all through Texas, kind of highlighting the Eclipse weekend that everybody's excited about.
It's kind of a big deal.
and then we leave. It is, I guess. Yeah, I think so.
It happens every 100 years. Come on, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So we're doing some of this all around Texas, doing some of that stuff. Leaving, going to North Carolina, South Carolina. And the biggest thing coming up, I think, is we have our cruise. We're going to be going to Mexico, rock the coast with Mark Wills, Rick Trevino, Chad Prather, Chad Cook Band. There's a few guys on the boat there that we're going to have some fun with. But when we get back, we're doing our first show, starting to run with Luke Bryan. Tennessee.
Fun,
so
dude. That's going to open up
a huge
audience.
It's a little bit a different country.
Yeah.
We're excited.
No doubt.
Yeah. So some big opportunities coming up.
Oh, I'm so excited for you, Henny. Well, your website and everything is KINFAUX for all you people that don't know how to spell Kinfo, because I sure didn't until I saw it. and so you can get all of their lineup. You can also click on to some of their singles and you can see some of their videos. Check it out. They're so fun to watch. And they've got so much going on. And we're going to do two songs back to back, but I want you to talk about this tequila song that I see everybody playing on the Spotify and all these streaming platforms. Tell me about that.
It's funny that that song right there became one of our most popular ones. I think people just play it because it's just like I consider it like a cheesy party song. They can play it in the background, whether you're out in the backyard grilling or drinking or something. It's just
a fun another
song.
Tequila, right?
And it's catchy. Jim Beavers wrote that, again, our producer, and we didn't have a co-write on that, but that was a Jim Beavers song, and we liked it because of just the whole concept. I grew up playing mariachi in San Antonio, and not proud of it, but had my first shot at tequila probably when I was like barely walking. they had it in my milk bottles. No, we're joking, but it's just part of the culture that I grew up in, and it's on the nose. The whole song is basically, mas tequila, por favor. You know, the guy gets broken up with, goes to Mexico, has some fun. You know, mas tequila. It's a lot of fun. So when we got that song, we actually sat on it for a while. I don't know why. It was kind of like we didn't want to pander. We didn't want people to think we were just trying to be something we're not. We needed it to happen organically, and that's what happened. There's a guy named David Lee Garza, who's a big Tejano star, been around since before Selena.
Which, I know you're wearing. You guys can't see this, but he's wearing a Selena hat today.
Yeah. So he actually was. Selena opened up for him for a while. He's an older guy, but he's still around, and one of the kings of Tejano. Anyways, so his manager, Joey Rodriguez, heard the song. He's like, "You guys got to cut the song. Better yet, you should cut it and have David Lee on it." So that's what we did.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of people that have enjoyed that song, and it's basically "One More Tequila, Please." And who doesn't want one more tequila, please? Some people don't need it, but everybody wants another one, right?
Exactly. You don't always need it, but
we'll take another one. And then the song "Sunny in 72." Tell me about that, because I really dig that, because you know everybody, for whatever reason, we all really love 72 degrees. Me, actually, I like it to be a little bit warmer than that, and but it always just represents a really nice, wonderful day. Is that kind of pretty much where you came from with that?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, there's a saying. It's like, you know, a perfect day would be sunny 72. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what a perfect day for me was having you guys on the show and having you here to talk about your music and to be able to share this with my listening audience and get more people out to see you. And Rico, I got to have you come. Listen, I don't want you to forget this. I really want to bring you in to play in McKinney for our Hispanic community. Not because I think that's the only people that would love you, but because I want to embrace the fact that I'm proud of the rich heritage that we have right here in our backyard. And also to the combination that you guys bring to the table of a Tejano feel, but it's a Texas country sound. And so remember that when I reach out to your management company and just say, yeah, we want to do that. So I want to bring you guys to McKinney and make it happen. So please tell the band how much I enjoyed seeing them the other night. And I think you're just a wonderful person, Rico, and I wish you the best, and I wish you lots of love and happiness and continued blessings in this life's journey of playing music and making people feel good. It's a wonderful thing you're doing, honey. Don't stop.
Thank you, Maylee. And I can say the same for you. You're such a beautiful soul. Thank you for having us, and thank you for giving live music a platform and
keeping it alive. Doing it.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back, but right now I'm going to do double one for you guys. It's going to be Más Tequila, Por Favor. I'm not very good at it, but there you go. Ooh. And Sunny in 72 from beautiful band called Kinfo and Rico and my new friends. So here you go, guys, right here on Texas Homegrown Music.
My baby told me she didn't love me, so here I am down in Mexico, in Rosarita's Rio Cantina, working on my Espanol. Más tequila, por favor. Do I like it, sí, señor? Mi amigo, por some more. Más tequila, por favor. My poor old liver feels like that river, but I ain't sure I'm over her or not. So we're gonna stay here, me and Jose here, and give it just one more shot. Más tequila, por favor. Do I like it, sí, señor? Mi amigo, por su amor, más tequila, por favor. I don't want no cold cerveza, well, I don't want sangria wine. All I want is what goes great with a broken heart, a shake of salt, and a slice of lime. Más tequila, más tequila, por favor. Do I like it, sí, señor? Mi amigo, por su amor. Más tequila, por favor. Sign in the front yard next door. They bit a little more off than they could chew. A couple across the street is headed for a divorce court. And I'm crunching up crackers in my chicken soup. Nothing on the tube but the news, and it's nothing but hard times. Weatherman said wear a coat if you go outside. It ain't always sunny, it's 72. sure be nice. Went through life underneath the sky blue. Never worry about money on your honey or somebody trying to rain on you. But it ain't sunny. It ain't always sunny in 72. Baby comes downstairs, pops a couple of Advil. She's mumbling something about PMS. My cell phone rings, brother calling from Mobile. Going on about his troubles with the IRS. 'Cause when it rains, it pours, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna work out. 'Cause nobody rides around every day with the windows down.
Another great band that some of you may not have heard of. I know that that I've heard some of their music, but I had never met these cats. And then right off the heels of South By, I got to see them, and it was so great. And Rico is such a sweetheart of a guy and a Texas legend for sure, born and raised here. Although the band themselves came from up north, and they got here as fast as they could. If you're going to be at Outlaws and Legends in Abilene, you'll see that band and all kinds of other venues as well. So look them up, Kinfaux, K-I-N-F-A-U-X. Thanks again for checking in with Texas Homegrown Music. And weekly, we bring you the best in Texas. And anyone that identifies with this kind of music, I want to have them on the show. Thanks to Burris Injury Law and the Guitar Sanctuary for making this possible. You guys go out and make it a great day. Be sure and listen to great live music. That's how these cats get their names out there and get their music out there, by you supporting them. And we appreciate it so much. Love life. You get out of it what you put into it. And we'll see you next time right here on Texas Homegrown Music.